I just gotta do it. Gotta do it.
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
From Dire Straits. That's an oldie but a goodie. I played that just for you, Irene. And you know what, Irene? You know, the other week you were moaning and moaning about the hearing aid things. I remember that. You know, you decided to have a good moan on the radio about all the changes of the hearing aid. They're selling them to you. It's just as if you don't need them. And I told you that I had a great colleague who was here to disrupt the market, didn't I? Well, they're here with us today.
That's fantastic. Talk about two against one. I hope you warned them what I'm like. I mean, really.
I did. You know, I said, you just watch out for this, Irene. By God, she'll have you. But anyway, welcome along to Hannah and Howard from Resonate Health. Welcome, welcome.
Thanks, Mariska.
Now, you are here, as I understand, to disrupt the market and make sure that we're actually really well looked after. So, love to hear the story about, Resonate. And I'm sure, Hannah, you're going to have a little bit to say about Irene too, because as I understand, you also wear a hearing aid.
That's right, I do. So I have hearing aids in both ears, and I've had them for 2.5 years now. And I was actually a customer of Resonate before I came on board as staff. So a bit about Resonate. We are a newer company, so 2.5 years old. First studio opened up in Silverdale. And it's a New Zealand owned and operated company who, you're right, spot on, really are here to disrupt the hearing market. Right. It's become very small, very privatised and very, very expensive.
I think, Hannah, if I remember rightly, I think I remember hearing you say that hearing's not a privilege. It's just everybody has hearing, should have hearing and access to hearing.
100%, exactly. It's become a luxury, and it shouldn't be a luxury to have better quality of life or to have access to things that, you know, will really improve your quality of life. But it is unfortunately the reality for a lot of people because, as we know, these devices are not, they're not cheap. So yeah, it's not accessible, it's not affordable, and that's where Resonate comes in. So CEO is James Whitaker, and he's well known in the audiology background in New Zealand, has worked for a lot of the other big companies over the years and pushed really hard to get something that is more affordable and more accessible over the line. Again, that's where Resonate comes in. So we do things very differently and offer a subscription-based service rather than your typical buyout.
It's just making my mind go round. So can I subscribe, and when I don't want to listen to my husband, I could just unsubscribe for a while?
I mean, if you really wanted to, you absolutely could. One of the key points of our subscription is the fact that you aren't ever locked in. So there's no, you know, you've got to have them so long, or if you've been subscribed for so long, that's it, you're stuck with us. It is one of the key points is the subscription. So as I like to tell our customers, it could be that you've decided to move overseas, or you've hit financial worries, or Hannah from Silverdale gave me rubbish customer service and I don't want them anymore. It really is as easy as handing back your devices and your charger, and the subscription gets cancelled then and there.
Okay, so this is a subscription like I've got my phone subscription. I sign up for a month to, I'm virtually hiring the hearing aid, am I? And if I decide I don't want it anymore, I give it back to you afterwards.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so how much is the monthly subscription? Do they vary? Are they, how is it all based?
Howard, I might let you jump in here now if you like. You can maybe answer Irene's question.
Sure. The standard subscription is $90 a month. That's based on the fact that you have your Ministry of Health subsidy available. So the Ministry of Health provides a subsidy towards New Zealand citizens or residents once every 6 years towards the cost of hearing aids. So if you've had hearing aids in the past, chances are your provider has claimed that for you on your behalf. They should have told you, but sometimes it gets forgotten, whether it's by the end user or the provider. But that typically gets claimed, and once that's claimed, it's not available for another 6 years. So it's $90 a month based on the fact that we can claim your subsidy for you. If your subsidy is not available, then that changes the pricing a little bit. You may have to cover the cost of the subsidy before you can sign up. There are subtle variability in that depending on whether you have funding from ACC, but I think that's getting a little bit too complicated for just a brief summary.
Okay. So is there any longevity into that? Like most people, if they've got a hearing problem and they have to start wearing a hearing aid, they're virtually going to be wearing it for life unless there is some sort of operation that people can have for that particular problem. Is there any, you know, after 2 months, do they own it, or does that just carry on for forever, or how long does the subscription last?
This makes me think, you know, it's like having a lease car, and when the next one comes out, you get upgraded.
You're jumping the gun, Mariska. I might pass this back to Hannah. I just have a customer who's walked in. I actually still in the clinic at the moment. I'm going to go see him, and I will join back very shortly.
Awesome. I would love to jump in and talk to that. With the subscription, it goes for as long as you want it to go. So you're right. Typically, once people have devices, that's them subscribed. And going to need them and get the benefit of them for the rest of their life. So they aren't leased to own. They are leased, but a part of the subscription is that we will bring you back in every 3 years and we will upgrade you to whatever's the latest tech at the time. So we know that hearing devices are very small and they're putting more and more technology in them and they don't last forever. One of the main points of the subscription is the 3-year upgrade. So that's included in the price. So rather than typically waiting 6 years to get that further help towards funding before you're going to think about getting a new pair, the three-year mark hits and we would invite you back into studio and upgrade you to whatever is the latest tech at the time.
Well, just like a car. I'm loving this. This is just, and for our listeners out there, Irene is so focused on this. She is just thinking, this. I can see her cogs turning in her head. But I know that's Irene's interest. I just want to jump in here, though, and Hannah, you're quite young, and I know as we get older, we all kind of deny and we go into total denial and don't want to even go and get our hearing checked. What made you, because, you know, and I hope you don't mind sharing your story, but, you know, as a young person, what was it like to walk in there and think, crikey, I need hearing aids?
Well, you're talking about the older generation maybe having a harder time to swallow that pill, but let me tell you, I was the exact same. So I'm originally from Scotland, as you can probably maybe guess, and my partner is from New Zealand, and we had a bit of a running joke that he mumbles and he would say I was deaf. So I went and had a check, really to prove him wrong, and it turns out, do I really have to say this to everybody here? But it turns out he was right this one and only time. No, I was very much in denial. I was 28 years old, had never put two and two together, couldn't believe it. I went to 3 different providers and told them that I'd had a test and that I wasn't willing to share it and that I wanted them to retest me. Shock horror, I do have significant hearing loss of both ears. So here I am 2.5 years later, still wearing devices. But with being so in denial and so sure that everybody was wrong and that I would know, that is what really attracted me to Resonate's model. Because in my mind, if I'm honest, it was, I'm going to shut everybody up. I'm going to sign up. I'm going to pay my $90. I'm going to have them for a month so that I can say to everybody, I've done this, I've tried it, I don't need it. I'm a mum and a stepmum to 3 young kids, and let me tell you the difference, even just with them, that it's made. You know, hearing your son or your child say, "Oh, you're not as grumpy, mum." You know, it kind of hits home, and I didn't realise how much I had, was missing out on. I think that, personally for my story, really gave me that confidence to. Fair enough, at the beginning, prove everybody wrong, but gave me the confidence to take that step and actually try it. And I couldn't imagine life without my devices now. So it is a bit of my party trick. I do like to pull them out when we have people come into studio, and I get a lot of the, "Oh yeah, but you have to wear them, you work here." I have shown people my audiogram before and said, "No, really, I do genuinely need these." That's
interesting when you say that New Zealand, your partner thought he mumbled, because most New Zealanders are known for mumbling. Well, everybody else thinks we're mumbling. So you can be totally forgiven for thinking that he mumbled.
I thought the same thing 50 years ago when everybody was telling me that I was saying, "No, it's just the way you guys speak. I can hear fine." But tell me, Hannah, what was the prognosis for your hearing loss? What is the problem?
That is a really good question. I'm going to pause that question just for a second to say that full transparency, I'm very new to audiology. So I got my devices 2.5 years ago, and then I came on board as staff at Resonate last year. And although it's been a magical journey, because it genuinely has, I have learned so much in the short time. I'm only just begun my diploma. So I don't have... it's not that I don't necessarily know, but I'm not super confident. So I might try and push this one back on Howard a little bit, because I know that he'll definitely be able to talk to it a bit better than me. I know that it's something that I've had my whole life, and it's progressively got worse. But I don't think technically I could give you much more than that confidently at this point. So Howard, help me out.
Hey, I'm happy to chime in. Hannah has a fairly flattish sensory neural hearing loss. What that means is there's no mechanical issue or structural issue with the ears, but unfortunately something has happened with her hearing organ or the pathways up to the brainstem, and she has a hearing loss. There might have been no, I guess, direct cause or reason for it, and it's possibly, given her young age, something she's always had since birth and just been picked up at a later stage in life. I don't know about Scotland, but fortunately in New Zealand we have early intervention and screening to pick up stuff like that. So no doubt if Hannah had been born in New Zealand, that may have been picked up a little bit earlier. Without anything else, it's hard for me to give more insight onto, I guess, cause for the loss.
Okay.
Here, actually, because I remember as a child going through primary school, yes, you always had to go in. It was once a year and do a hearing test. And you
going to bring that up. In New Zealand, and this seems to have dropped by the wayside now, the hearing aid companies are doing this and not the ear, nose and throat specialists. But in the past, the ear, nose and throat specialists tested your hearing and gave you specifics on what was wrong with your hearing. Like, for instance, I've got a disease in my ears called otosclerosis, which is a disease that turns the bones hard. Now, it's a hereditary disease. It can jump generations. So now they know that it's quite a common disease that quite a few people have, either in a very, very mild form or steadily gets worse like mine did. But they can do operations to fix it now, whereas, like, I was 60 when my doctor made me go into an ear, nose and throat specialist to have another checkup, because I hadn't had one for about 20 years, and I'd been wearing these two hearing aids for 20 years. And I went into the ear, nose and throat specialist, and this beautiful young lady said to me, and she was 9 months pregnant, and she said to me, well, you better hurry up and get into me next week, because I can give you hearing back in that ear. And prior to that, there was nothing more they could do. They'd done about 3 or 4 operations, and they'd done everything that they knew how to do. And then this woman comes along, and I've got all this new stuff that was all laser and didn't make me feel like a grenade had gone off in my head after the operation. And I mean, it was brilliant. So I had my hearing. She said it won't last long, but it'll last for a little while. So it lasted for 5 years. So from age 65 to 70, I never had to wear any hearing aids for the first time since I was 20 years of age. I would really love you, Hannah, to go to an ear, nose and throat specialist and find out what it is, because you might find you can have a simple operation and not have to wear a hearing aid.
I really appreciate you telling the story and giving a bit of background. You're right. In certain situations, hearing loss can be medically or surgically treated. But the number of cases that are like that are much less common than the sensory neural hearing losses where there is no treatment. In terms of what you would do in that situation, most of the time surgical treatment is to correct structural issues, right? And your one is one where the bones, unfortunately, get harder over time. And so surgery can correct that. But when the hearing loss is not a mechanical one, unfortunately, there's no current treatment to correct that. And so, in the sense, in this case where there is a sensory neural hearing loss for no known cause, yes, we can refer to ear, nose, and throat specialist. But what they tend to say is, yes, we can do investigations, but chances are you won't find a cause. And so with limited resources, limited funding, a lot of the stuff never gets looked into, which is a shame. But it is correct in the sense that ultimately you can't find a cause, and you don't want to spend those resources chasing a solution that is not going to be found.
Okay. Right, probably the other thing that I'd like to mention is that I have my hearing aids are only, I think I bought them about 6 months ago. I decided my hearing had gone down, excuse me, enough to warrant going back to hearing aid. And my daughters love me for doing that. And Mariska loves me for doing that. But what was I saying? Oh, yes. So, of course, everybody now insists on selling you two hearing aids, whether you need two or not. And my two hearing aids with the government subsidy cost $1,500 all up. We've lost her again. No, we haven't. This year's, we've lost Howard. That's yes. Right. He's probably working again. So with your scheme, I would have paid for those within a year and a half.
Yes and no. So yes, but the way we work things is typical audiology companies will hold quite a few number of different brands and then quite a few different tiers within that brand. So you can get some devices that you can get as cheap as 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 up to anything to 12,000, 14,000. So what we do at Resonate is we use one brand only. So we use ReSound, and we only use whatever is the top of the line. So in order of cutting out all those different brands that we have to carry and all those different device types that we have to carry, that is a big part of the cost saving that we then can pass on to the customer. So for some people's hearing loss, these lower down ones do work well, but typically the lower down the tier you go, the less and less technology is in the device. So typically people who need it will go for these lower ones because it's what's affordable, like, let's face it. But it doesn't always give them the clarity and the quality of life that they're seeking. So we only deal with ReSound, and at the moment the current one for that is the Vivia, which launched I think 3 weeks ago now, maybe slightly longer than that. So these ones are worth, we have a value of $7,500. And I know that you won't find them as cheap as that with any of the other providers. You'll know yourself that, and I believe you've talked about this before, that they have an incredible markup often on these devices. So $7,500 is the buyout right price, but it's $90 a month. So if you think typically you're going to pay, what, $1,080 per year for the subscription? So you do that in 6 years. So in 6 years, you've paid 6,000 odds, but you'll have had two sets of brand new devices. Not only that, you'll have had all your appointments, all your follow-ups, all your repairs, which we do on-site. We won't take the devices away from you to have them repaired. If we can't repair them then and there, we'll replace them. Obviously, that does exclude the custom stuff, simply because we can't do that in studio. So the appointments, follow-ups, repairs, consumables, and 2 ear cleans a year.
I'm just gonna,
as well as devices.
I'm just going to jump in there, Hannah, because do you know what? We've been rambling along for so long, we are out of time. I think we need to get you guys back in in a couple of weeks and continue this conversation, because I thought, I found it quite fascinating. Everybody's story, everybody's different, you know, on how we do this, but also how technology has moved on as well. So we are, I think we're going to have you guys back to chat. In the meantime, for all of our listeners out there, we are going to pop Hannah and any of her details up there if you do want to connect with her and have a chat. So Hannah and Howard, thank you so much for being with us, and I'm sure actually we are. We're going to get you back because I think this is a great conversation for everybody. So go well, everybody, today, and we'll see you all back the same time, same place next week.
Ciao.